Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you're doing at the moment. We thank you for what you will still do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened unto us for progress and success. We thank you, Lord, for how you have partnered with our lives. We thank you for how you have gotten involved with everything we do and how you are revealing the greatness of your glory from the midst of our lives and daily activities. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority in your word that is producing great results and transformations in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the authority in your name that is giving us victories and dominion. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your visitations happening to us, even the ones we are not aware of. Thank you for visiting us in the day. Thank you for visiting us in the night, even in the midnight. And thank you because through your visitations, we have received great blessings and helps. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for testimonies that we have recorded in this ministry, for you have shown your people your faithfulness by helping them. You have shown us your faithfulness by helping us and supporting us and providing for us and protecting us and defending us. You have shown us your faithfulness in so many ways, and we have seen your glory. Thank you for these testimonies we get because of your faithfulness. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence and power in our midst. We thank you for ensuring that whatsoever we bind on earth are bound in heaven, and whatsoever we lose on earth are loosed in heaven. Thank you because you have given us great breakthroughs by the kingdom authority you have shared with us. You have given us great breakthroughs, great deliverances. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have great plans for our lives and you will bring them all to pass. We thank you for a great and glorious future that awaits us. We thank you because you will take us into that future. Thank you, Lord. We commit tonight's prayer session into your hands. Lord, have your way among us. We want you to visit us as you always do. We want you to bless us from your throne. We want you to help us again, strengthen us again, show us mercy again, and revive us again. We want to see you move among us. We want to see you empower us to pray. We want to see you lead us to pray by your Holy Spirit. Come and have your way, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. And I believe that you will be blessed because you believe. We're going to start with worship songs. And after that, we will go into the prayers. Of course, worship songs are also part of prayers. Yeah, but you understand what I mean. Let's sing the song. Our Father.
You are greatly to be praised.
Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. 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 Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great is your strength. Great are you, Lord. Great is your ways. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, who praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty deliverer, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We cry, our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God, and all will see how great. Every high will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, And all will see how great. The whole earth will see how great is our God. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You're glorious, Lord Jesus. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Father. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Mighty man of war, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Elohim Adonai, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Heavy on God most high, Jesus Christ. You are the Heavion of Israel. Hail, Heavion, Heavion, God Most High, Jesus Christ. You are the Heavion of Israel. Hail, Heavion, Heavion, Most High God, God Most High, Jesus, Jesus Christ, you are the Heavion of Israel. Hail, Heavion, Heavion, God Most High, Jesus Christ, you are the Heavion of Israel. Oh, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
eyes. Sing it. Hosanna in the highest. In the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Yes, what is the Lamb of God? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. What is the Lamb? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, praise the Lord. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, sing it with the whole of your heart. We have a Father, Jesus is our Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, Jesus is our Father. We have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, He rules the nations. We have a Father, He rules the whole universe. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Jesus is our Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to glorify Him. Begin to exalt Him. Begin to magnify Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we praise You. Father, we exalt You. Father, we glorify You. Father, we honor You. We bow before You. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. We praise Your holy name. We lift You up, Father. We lift You up, Savior. We lift You up, Elohim. We lift You up, El Elyon. We lift You up, El Shaddai. We lift You up, Jehovah. We lift You up, Most High God. We lift You up, Father. For You are the Lord. For You are our King. You are our Father. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. You are a great God. You are a loving God. You are a merciful God. You are a good God. You are a kind God. You are wonderful. We worship You, Father. You are a faithful God. Blessed be Your holy name. You do impossible things. You do great wonders. You do great wonders. You work mighty miracles. You reverse irreversible things. You change things that appear unchangeable. We worship You, Father. You control the times and seasons. We worship You, Father. You control the whole universe because You made them whole. We worship You, Lord. Be glorified forever. Be exalted forever. Be praised forever. We worship You, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Thank You, Lord. We're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for being the Lord of my life. Thank You for being the controller of my life. Thank You for being the ruler of my life. For I serve no other God. I worship no other God. I worship no other Lord but You alone. Thank You, Lord, for being my Lord. Thank You for being the leader of my life, the overseer of my life, the controller of my life, the ruler of my life. Thank You, Father. Begin to worship Him. Thank You for being the shepherd of my life, the pastor of my life, the prophet of my life. Thank You for being my all in all. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him like that. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ruling over my life. Thank you for ruling over my destiny. Thank you for ruling over my days. Thank you for ruling over my time, over my existence, over my essence. Thank you for ruling over my life, for controlling my life. Thank you for being the Lord over my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you're thanking Him. I believe you're thanking Him because He is your Lord. He is your Lord. Say, Lord, thank you for being my Lord. Thank you for being the God that I serve. Thank you for being the God that I please. Thank you for being the God that I worship. Thank you for being the leader of my life, the driver of my life and destiny, the controller of my deeds, the controller of my destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Jesus Christ, by the reason of your Lordship over my life, enforce your will and plans for my life to manifestation. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Jesus Christ, by the reason of your Lordship over my life, enforce your will and plans for my life to appear right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the Hashie Tesanla, Drishti October Sujiliandada, Jesus Christ, by the reason of your Lordship over my soul, over my life, over my calling, over my destiny, over my ministry, enforce your will and plans for my life to manifest now, to appear now, in the name of Jesus, because you are the Lord over my life. So you determine what happens, and you determine what should not happen. You are the Lord over all the earth. You are the Lord over the entire universe. You are the Lord over the heavens and the earth and the underworld. O God of heaven and the earth, Jesus Christ, by the reason of your Lordship over my life, enforce your will and plans to appear in my life right now. Command your will and thank you, Lord, and plans to appear in my life right now, even in this hour, even in this moment, in the name of Jesus, enforce your will and plans for my life to appear now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. the Holy Spirit is ministering to me that the enemy is attacking some of you with confusion. Confusion, yeah. And this particular word has been coming in our prayer sessions. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I don't know why you are allowing the enemy to attack you with confusion. Yeah, otherwise the Holy Spirit will not be repeating it again. And you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every power of darkness attacking my mind with confusion. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon every power of darkness attacking my mind with confusion. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them be consumed in the anger of God. Let them be consumed by the anger of God. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You need to understand that confusion comes before misleading. The devil will confuse you, then he will mislead you. Confusion comes first before you take the wrong decisions, before you take a wrong direction. Begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God come upon every spirit of darkness, power of darkness, cloud of darkness, attacking my mind and reasoning with confusion. Thank you, Lord. And let them be wasted by the anger of God. Thank you, Lord. Let them be wasted by the anger of God. The Bible says that you are supposed to have a sound mind as a Christian. The Bible says you should have a sound mind, not a confused mind, but a sound mind. Not a mind that does not know the right from the left, that does not know what to do in life. Yeah, not a mind that is being tossed to and fro by the issues of life. Talk to God. Say, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, let the anger of God fall upon powers of darkness attacking my mind and reasoning with confusion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the things that makes the enemy confuse you so quickly is when you are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. When you are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, he will be able to confuse you so easily. Yeah, and I know what it means to be confused. The enemy will just bring some network of thoughts into your mind, and almost in 1 or 2 minutes after that, you begin to even question your salvation. You begin to question, am I actually saved? Am I actually a child of God? Sometimes you begin to question, is God actually real? Does God actually save people? Does God actually perform miracles? Does God actually bless people? And all forms of foolish questions. Yeah. Just in a twinkle of an eye, devil will bring network of thoughts on your head, on your brain, on your mind. And in a twinkle of an eye, I mean within the space of minutes, you began to question many things about your faith. That is confusion. And before you know it, some people, before they know it, they carry the phone and they start watching pornography. They feel like, I'm just stressed up. I'm stressed up. I just need to calm. I need something to calm my emotions. And also all manner of things. Some people, they fall back into sin. Why? Because devil attacked their mind with confusion. Some people, the good thing they were about to do, they decide not to do it again. Why? Because devil attack them with confusion. So if you are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you will always be confused. And in fact, almost everything in your life will confuse you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I know I have said this many times. Read your Bible personally, not when we have Bible study or when we have a program. I mean, personally, read your Bible. Study the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Understand the Word of God. And obey the Word of God. And then apply the Word of God in your daily life. Let your entire life be ruled by the Word of God. Your daily life, let it be ruled by the Word of God. Let it be patterned by the Word of God and according to the Word of God. Yeah, so you're going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, remind me and drive me to study and meditate on the Word of God in every day of my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, remind me and drive me to study and meditate on the scriptures in every day of my life. Say, Lord, I want to be rooted and grounded in your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Mihashi sela denevedea. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be rooted and grounded in your word. Help me by your Holy Spirit. Drive me by your Holy Spirit to study and meditate on your word. Thank you, Lord. Move me by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Remind me by your Holy Spirit to always study and meditate on your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer sincerely from your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, remind me, drive me to study and meditate on the Word of God day and night. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. He said, thou shalt meditate on it day and night. Yeah, when you meditate on it day and night, that is when it will not depart from your mouth. That is when you will not stop talking about it. You will not stop thinking about it. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be rooted and grounded in your word. Help me. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be rooted and grounded in your word. Help me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let me read that verse 8 again. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Yeah. This book of the law. Yeah. Now, when we talk about Bible study and meditation, some people think it's about finishing the whole Bible very quickly. Of course, it is good if you read the whole Bible, and probably let's say you finish it in 6 months, or you finish it in 1 year. It is good to do that. But it is more than that. Yeah. Studying the word and meditating on the word is very easy. Yeah, I know some of you, you see it as something hard, but it's not hard. It is very easy. I mean, very easy. To study and meditate on the word of God is so easy. So easy. And it's a matter of your mind, your heart. Yeah, because some of you, maybe when you open the Bible, then you start sleeping. You open the Bible and then you begin to doze off. You can do it and not sleep. You can do it and not doze off. Yeah, and this is how to do it. Now, if you look at the scripture that I have just read, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Yeah, so it means that the Bible or the scriptures can be so much part of you. You know, just as you could have a friend visit you, and then you and the friend, you talk or gist. You talk and talk, and then after a while, the friend goes back to where he or she came from. Yeah, the same way you can make the Bible so personal. You can pick just a verse in the Bible and begin to meditate on it. You can pick just two verses and begin to meditate on it. I mean, you begin to think on it. And you begin to resound it in your mind. Let's say, for instance, you picked John 3:16 in a very common verse. For God so loved the world as he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then you just begin to resound that verse in your mind. Just as you put a song on repeat on your phone, you know, you can put a song on repeat on your phone. And when that song finishes singing, it starts all over again. The same way you can begin to resound that verse in your mind. You keep you are repeating it in your mind. You are not speaking it out, but you are repeating it in your mind. Now, as you are repeating it in your mind, you are paying attention to it. Even if you don't understand, continue to repeat it in your mind. There might be two or three verses. Continue to repeat in your mind. So this one is practical. It's not like you open the Bible and then you are dozing off. So if you know that you open the Bible and then you doze off, that's not a problem. Just pick some few verses and begin to resound. Now, when you get to, and begin to resound them in your mind. Now, when you get to a point, you start getting empowered in your soul. And then you start getting curious, and you start having questions. Why does this verse say this? Are there other verses in the Bible that talks about this? And then you pick the Bible again, and then you begin to search. Are there other verses of the Bible that backs up John 3:16? And then when you meet another verse, you start resounding that one in your mind again. So before you know it, you would have touched several verses. And you can even pick your mobile phone and begin to search. Yeah, and begin to ask questions. Yeah, begin to look for where you can ask Google, where does the Bible talk about this? And you will see a lot of findings. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, so you can make the Bible so personal, so practical, like a friend. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. But remember I said that it's a thing of your mind. Is a thing that's do with desire. Yeah, you have to desire it. So once that desire is in your mind, it is easy to study and meditate on the Word of God to the point that you're always talking about the Word of God. When you are in conversation with people, before you speak 3, 4, 5 words, You're already talking the Word of God. You're already talking Bible. Yeah. So you can make Bible so personal, so part of your life. Yeah. You know, just as your children are part of your life, just as your wife or husband is part of your life, your parents are part of your life, you can make the Bible so personal. Yeah. You can make the Bible so personal by following the strategy I just shown you. But the foundation of it all is having a strong desire to know the Word of God. If the desire to know God's Word is not in your soul, even what I have just said, you won't be able to do it. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Say, Holy Spirit, fill my soul with an endless desire to know your word, to know the word of God, to search the scriptures, to search the Bible. Say, Holy Spirit, fill my soul. Say, Holy Spirit, fill my soul with strong desire to know your word, to recite your word, to meditate on your word, to study. study your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, please fill my soul, fill my heart, fill my mind with an endless desire to know your word, to seek the knowledge of your word, an endless desire to search the scriptures for the knowledge of your word. Fill my soul with an endless desire to meditate to the point of asking you questions about the real meaning of the scriptures. Holy Spirit, fill my soul with such desires. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, don't forget, we are still on gaining victory, you gaining victory over confusion attacks from the dark kingdom. And I said that one of the ways to gain victory or to remain victorious over every attack of confusion from the realm of darkness is to befriend your Bible, to know the scriptures, yeah, to study and meditate on the scriptures. Now, I realize that one of the reasons why people don't study the Bible is because they don't want to obey the Bible. I don't know if you get it. People are not studying the Bible because they don't want to obey the Bible, or maybe I should say they are not obeying the Bible. So every time they open the Bible and then they read something that is, you know, that judges their wrong lifestyle and character, they just close the Bible back. They feel like, oh, I'll come back to it again. Yeah, because the Bible is like a mirror. It reveals you to you, to yourself. Yeah, the Bible is like a mirror. When you read it with the, you know, with an open heart, you begin to see yourself. You begin to see that you are wrong. You have been wrong. You have been carnal. You have been disobedient. You begin to see your errors, your mistakes, when you study the Bible. So because of that, many people don't open the Bible, or they just look for some place that they like in the Bible, and they ignore other places because they are not ready to obey the Bible. So now, here's the question. Do you believe the Bible enough to obey it? Or do you want to obey the Bible? Are you willing to obey the Bible? Now, because if you look at this Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God was telling Joshua, God said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Yeah, God said you have to observe, meaning you have to pay close attention to everything that is written in this book, to do it as it is written. Some people will say, Pastor, this place in the Bible that says we should love our enemies, does it really mean that? I said, yes, it means exactly that. So people feel uncomfortable with so many things in the Bible, and they begin to ask questions like, did that place in the Bible, is he actually saying we should do that? I said, yes, it means exactly that. Exactly as it is written, that you do exactly that. And people get, they get pissed off, and they feel like, oh, that is hard. That is a hard thing to do. It's not hard. It's because they are not willing to obey the Bible. So you are going to pray for yourself that God will help you to be willing to obey His word. For that will drive you to study His word. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Jesus Christ, please help me to be willing to obey your word. Say, Jesus Christ, please help me to be willing to obey your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Masha sujedegede hetalala bihadrike jisana. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, please help me to be willing to obey your word. Help me to be willing. Help me to be willing to obey all that you have commanded in your word, to obey all that your word teaches. Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, help me. Jesus Christ, help me. Jesus Christ, help me. Help my soul to be willing. Help my spirit to be willing. Help my mind to be willing to obey your word, to obey your scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Ask Him to help you to be willing. 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 Thank you, Lord. Say, Jesus Christ, help me to be willing to do your word. Help me to be willing to obey your instructions, to obey what your word instructs, to obey what your word teaches, to obey what your word commands. Jesus Christ, help me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. It is important that you believe the word of God. It is important that you believe the word of God. Because From believing comes righteousness. From believing comes victories. From believing comes signs and wonders. Yeah. So the question is, do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe that the Word of God is true? You're going to pray that God will help you to believe His Word. Yeah. People believe the news more than they believe the Word of God. People believe their feelings and emotions more than they believe the Word of God. I mean, people in this generation believe in human beings than they believe the Word of God. That is wrong. Yeah, that is very wrong. People believe the doctors, the nurses, the scientists, than they believe the Word of God. That is an error. You should not do that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to believe in your word. If you don't believe in the word of God, I can just tell you right now that you're just wasting your time praying here on this platform. Yeah, because it is a waste of time you praying right now. Because all your prayers will do nothing if you don't believe the word of God. So you're going to pray that the Lord will help you to believe His word. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to believe in your word. For your word is true. For your word is infallible. Your word holds true realities. Your word is true. Help me to believe your word as the truth to follow. Help me to believe your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Hashed enosa salaga. Neshede kia tashila. Mashi sese juta. Talk to God. Yeah, the Bible calls Christians believers. If you are a Christian and you can't believe the word of God, then you are a fake Christian. Yeah. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to believe your word. Say, Lord, help me to believe your word as it is. Yeah. Help me to believe your word as it is without questioning the validity of your word. Without questioning the potency of your word. Without questioning the possibilities in your word. Help me to believe your word without doubting the power of your word, the authority of your word. Lord, help me to believe your word. Help me to believe your word. This is a serious issue. We have people, they can pray, they can fast, but they find it difficult to believe the word of God. And that is why the prayers and the fastings are not working. Because in the word of God, they have no roots. They have failed in the word of God. But you can pray. But they can fast. But their faith is weak in the word of God. So, prayers, their prayers did not work. And their fasting did not work. Ask God to help you. That when you read the Bible, you believe it as it is. Without questioning its power. Without questioning its authority, without questioning its reality, without doubting its truthfulness, has God to help you to believe His word. Help me, Lord Jesus, to believe in Your word as it is, to take Your word as it is. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. To follow Your word as it is. Help me, Lord. Help me. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, some years back, one of my mates in the nursing school, you know, I graduated from the nursing school, and it wasn't long after that I entered into full-time ministry or full-time commitment to God. And one of my mates, you know, a lady who is a nurse, she was talking to me. She was saying, "Hey, man of God, how are you doing?" I said, "I'm fine, I'm good." Yeah. And then she was like, "You are not working, you are not in the nursing field." Yeah, because she knew that I resigned from working in an hospital. So she was asking, how have you been coping? How have you been surviving? I said, by the word of God. She was just laughing. She said, is it the word of God that will feed you? Is it the word of God that would, you know, put money in your pocket, put money in your bank account? I said, it's by the word of God. But because she couldn't understand, she just ended that part of the discussion. And I think we're now talking of something else. Now, this is the point. I came to the point where I begin to believe the word of God as it is, without questioning its power. And by that faith, I begin to literally see great results because I believe the word of God. I mean, I begin to see physical results, undeniable results, positive results, because I believed, and of course, I still believe in the word of God. Yeah. And I now began to understand what the Lord meant in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Yeah. When He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Yeah. So meaning that through believing the word, you will survive. And also I began to understand what it means when the Bible says that the just shall live by their faith. Meaning that the just shall survive by believing. So there is nothing the word of God cannot produce in your life. You need healing, the word of God will produce it. You need deliverance, the word of God will produce it. You need riches and wealth, the word of God will produce it. All you need to do is to believe the word of God. And if you believe, then you will obey it. You will follow Him. You will apply it on in your life. And in so doing, you will see, without a doubt, you will see great results because you believe in the word of God. So you're going to pray again. I'm just using myself as an example, but there are a lot of examples. yeah, even outside of myself, a lot of examples. People who followed the principles of the Word of God and their lives changed forever for the best. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I want to believe in your word. Give me revelations of yourself that is in your word. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I want to believe in your word. Give me revelations of you that is in your word. Because I know that you, I know that your word reveals who you are. So give me revelations of you that is in your word. Because I want to believe your word. I want to follow your word. I want to obey your word. I want to practice your word. I want to do your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Hashe denu hataha. Mahashiele galabala. Netesujia. I want to pattern. Tell him. Say, I want to pattern my life, my marriage, my family, my career, my business. I want to pattern my life according to the principles of your word. Oh Lord, help me. Give me the revelations of you that is in your word. In the name of Jesus, show me the revelations of yourself, Lord Jesus, that is in your word, that is in the scriptures. Show me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, This is the last prayer point I'm going to be giving you to pray concerning having victory over confusion attacks from the dark kingdom. Yeah. I want you to pray like this. If you are not a warrior in these last days, if you are not a warrior Christian, now when I say a warrior, I mean you are victorious. There's nothing like a warrior when you don't conquer battles. You are a warrior because you conquer battles. Because warriors conquer battles. They win. You can also call them winners or warriors. Yeah, so if you are not a warrior in these last days, you will be confused and you will be deceived and you will be misled, and which means you will fail, yeah, in many ways. So you're going to pray. Yeah, so when I tell you to become a prayerful Christian, I am saying that so that you can become a warrior. We have some people that are praying, but they are not warriors. They are fighting, but they are not warriors. Yeah. So your prayer life is supposed to turn you into a warrior. Your prayers and fasting is supposed to turn you to a warrior, meaning that you come to a point whereby there is no battle you cannot conquer. You come to a point whereby you are always strong. Not because you don't get weak sometimes, but you know how to get strong every time. You know how to rise and you know how to win always. You know how to be above and not below or beneath. So you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Oh God of Israel, release upon me an impartation or the anointing of warriors." Yeah. Or the unction of warriors. The unction to become a warrior. Say, "Oh God of Israel, release on me the grace, the anointing to become a warrior in your kingdom." To become a warrior for Jesus. A warrior Christian. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Heshtena hagialadada. Mahashiziandeta. Lelijianasa. Litashdoha. Dedekiek tijisanada. It is not enough to fight. You have to become a warrior. You have to be one who is able to fight and always win. Who is able to fight and win, not just to fight alone. Say, "Oh God of Israel, release upon me the unction of warriors, as you did to David and the men David trained. Lord, release on me." Thank you, Lord. I believe you're serious about this prayer. I know of Christians who fast so much, they pray so much, but they are not warriors. They get wounded many times in battles. They get defeated many times. Yeah. So this is not about I pray, I fast. There's an anointing that makes you a warrior. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, "Lord, release on me the unction of warriors, as you did to David. Oh God of Israel, release on my spirit right now. Release on my soul right now. Release on my body right now. The unction of warriors, the anointing of warriors. Anointing to fight and win every battle, that there would not be a single battle I don't win. That there will not be a single fight I don't win." Thank you, Lord. Mahia Shedekalala. Desuja Paragala. Release on me such unction. Release on me such anointing, such grace. Thank you, Father. I pray for you. I decree that right now you receive that impartation from heaven. Now, in the name of Jesus, the impartation of winning battles, the impartation to win all battles, as the Lord has given me such grace and anointing, I decree that it fall on you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive impartation of warriors, impartation to win all battles. Receive now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is also ministering to me that he wants every one of you to learn to see Jesus in all things. I don't know how to describe it. That's just the way it came to my spirit. God wants you to learn to see Jesus in all things. Yeah. So he said, I want them to see me in all things. So meaning that when you look at everything, you need to be able to see him in all things. So whether it is positive or negative, whatever thing that you see, he said is there, and he wants you to be able to see him. He wants you to be able to see him in all things. Yeah, because he's right there in the storm. He's right there in sickness, in weakness. He's right there. Yeah, in everything you go through, he's there. He wants you to be able to see him. So he wants you to be able to see him, because that is how you will overcome. Yeah, if you can see him, you will overcome. If you can see him in all things, you will overcome in all things. Yeah, you will succeed in all things. You will move forward in all things. Yeah, you will have testimony in all things. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon me the anointing to see Jesus in all things. Release upon me the anointing to see where Jesus is in all things. Release the anointing upon me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, you might think you have a wicked husband, or you have a wicked wife. If only you can look at that person and see Jesus, then you will even be able to save the soul of that person. If you can see Jesus in all things, you will do great exploits for the kingdom of God in this earth. Pray. Say, Father, release on me the anointing. Thank you, Lord, to see Jesus in all things. Father, release upon me the anointing to see Jesus, thank you, Lord, in all things. Release upon me the anointing to see Jesus. When I am weak, help me to see Jesus in my weakness. Help me to see where Jesus is there, so that by embracing him, by following him, I can be strong. Thank you, Lord. When I am strong, help me to see Jesus so that I will be humble. Help me to see Jesus in all things. Help me, Father. Help me. Give me the anointing that sees where Jesus is in all things. Give me the anointing. Thank you, Father. In every situation, give me the anointing to see where Jesus is in those situations. Even in the storm, even in deep darkness, Father, put on me the anointing to see Jesus in them all, that I may follow him and embrace him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I want you to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to pray. The Lord Jesus wants to heal everything that is damaged or broken or every wound in your life. The Lord Jesus wants to heal your life. So place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, touch me and heal everything that is damaged in my life. Everything that is damaged in my soul, in my body, everything that is broken, that is faulty in my life. Lord Jesus, touch me now. Heal me. Touch me. Heal me. Touch me. Heal me. Begin to pray like that. And Jesus de Hata. Touch me now, Lord Jesus. Touch me now, Lord Jesus. Heal me. Heal me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. Continue to pray that prayer. It's possible that your spirit is damaged. That is why you cannot feel God's presence again. You cannot feel connected with the Spirit of God because your spirit is damaged. It's possible that your soul is damaged and you can't stop thinking some negative thoughts. Continue to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, touch me and heal everything that is damaged in me, every part of me that is damaged, that is wounded, that has been wounded. Heal me now. Lord Jesus, touch me and heal me. Touch me, heal me. Touch me, heal me. Touch me. Thank you, Lord. Heal me. Heal my body. Heal my soul. Heal my spirit. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray for angelic interventions. Angelic interventions. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to fix every good thing the enemy has spoiled in my life. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to fix, to correct, to fix, to solve every good thing the enemy has spoiled in my life. The enemy has damaged in my life, in my career, in my marriage, in my calling, in my destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Hele Jenagada. Nusujita Gebshada. Hidriala Tuzian de Kujida. Mandia Karagala. Right now, Father, Release your angels to fix every good thing the enemy has spoiled in my life. Thank you, Lord. Every good thing the enemy has damaged in my life. Release your angels, Father. Release your angels, Father. Release your angels, Father. Bashada gada balala. Henishte ataza ziadetara. Nijitsu talagashta. Nusuzia tijidea. Menglijdu atandi sashta. La diara kiara baladija. Nesuzana tija. Diaglesh de Suzana bala. Every situation the enemy has caused, negative situations the enemy has caused in my life. Oh Lord, release your angels now. I believe you're praying this prayer seriously. Say, oh Lord, release your angels now to fix them. To fix them. To fix them. To fix them. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't be distracted. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, release your angels now. Thank you, Lord. Release your angels now to fix every good thing the devil has spoiled. Every good thing agents of darkness have spoiled in my life. Have spoiled in my career, in my calling, in my marriage. Lord, release your angels to begin to fix them now. To begin to correct them now. To begin to solve them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying for angelic interventions. I want you to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, let your angels come like a sword and begin to slaughter every serpent of darkness attacking my life, calling, and destiny. I'm going to repeat it. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your angels come like a sword and slaughter every serpent of darkness attacking my life, calling, and destiny. Oppressing my life, calling, and destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like the Hasho Shedeno Kiyadana. Luhanishte Nahesuzia. Say, Father, let your angels come like a sword. Thank you, Lord. Let your angels come like a sword. Angels can take the shape of whatever oppression they want to take. They want to perform. If they want to slaughter, they can become a sword to do it. They can become arrows. They can become lightning, thunderings. They can become fire. Begin to say, Father, let your angels come like a sword and slaughter serpents of darkness assigned against my life, against my health, against my spirit, soul, and body, against my calling and destiny. Let your angels come like a sword and kill them all and slaughter them all now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let titles of darkness, die. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your angels come like a sword and strike them dead. Every serpent of darkness oppressing, afflicting my life, let them die by your swords in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying for angelic interventions. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to pray with the whole of your with the whole of your voice, if possible. If you can shout, and you're going to pray like this. I'm going to say, Almighty God, release your angels to execute judgment upon realms of darkness, holding my finances captive, holding my riches captive, holding my wealth captive. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Almighty God, release your angels to execute judgment on every realm of darkness that have caged my finances, that have caged my financial blessings. Release your angels upon those realms now. Let the judgment happen. Let your judgment happen. Now in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jesus, they got tall the other day. Heavenly Jesus, get shoot up along there. Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Almighty God, release your angels, release your angels, release your angels to execute judgment in every realm of darkness that is holding my financial blessings captive. Release your angels now. Thank you, Lord. Now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release your angels. Release your angels into the realms of darkness in the heavenly realms, in the second heaven. Release your angels into the realms of darkness in the head, in the atmosphere, under the head, in the depth of the sea, in the depth of the waters. Release your angels into every realm of darkness that is holding my blessings captive, holding my riches captive, holding my wealth captive, holding my treasures captive. Oh Lord of hosts, release your angels into these realms and let them execute judgment for the release of my wealth, for the release of my blessings now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point on angelic interventions. This particular prayer point is very serious. Yeah. And I want you to pray it with the whole of your might and with the whole of your faith. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release your angels of destruction into my family lineage to destroy everything that is working against my destiny fulfillment. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, Father, release angels of destruction into my family lineage, into my bloodline, to destroy everything working against the fulfillment of my destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, release angels of destruction to destroy everything, whether visible or invisible, every creature, every personality that is working against the fulfillment of my destiny in the head. Let angels of destruction begin to move now. Thank you, Lord. To destroy. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Say, Father, release angels of destruction into the foundation of my family lineage, into the roots of my bloodline, and let them begin destruction from the roots. The destruction of everything that is working against the fulfillment of my destiny, whether they be principalities, whether they be altars of darkness, whether they be powers or devils or creatures, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. And then we will round up the session. You're going to pray for open doors. You're going to pray for open doors. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let doors open for the success of my career. You're going to say, Father, let doors open for the success of my skills, of my gifts, of my talents. Let doors open for the success of my career. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, open doors for the success, of my skill, for the success of my calling, for the success of my career, for the success of my gift. Let door open now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let doors open for the potentials you have placed inside of me to produce success and excellence and greatness in the end. Lord, let doors open. Let doors open for the success of my career, for the success of what I have learned, what I have studied, that I may use those gifts and abilities and potentials and skills to produce success, to produce great results, great increase, to produce prosperity. Lord, open doors for these potentials that are in me. Open doors for these abilities that are in me. Open doors for these skills that are inside of me. Open doors, oh Lord, for my career to produce great success and greatness in the head. In the name of Jesus. Open doors, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. Oh, we are still praying for open doors. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire destroy every witchcraft shutting down doors of opportunities. God as you know, God is opening for me. Yeah, that's how you put it. You're going to say, let fire destroy every witchcraft closing doors of opportunities. God is opening for me. Let fire destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let fire destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Let fire destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every witchcraft, shutting down the doors of opportunities. God is opening for my life and calling and ministry and destiny. Let fire destroy them now. Let fire destroy those witchcraft now. Jesus is shedding them. And in death, he ties them. Masho siga stiada. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. Are still on open doors. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let doors open. For my rising from where I am now to the place you want me to be. Say, Father, let doors open for my rising to the place of shining, for my rising to the place of manifestation. Lord, let doors open now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashos dehoshisa nidia kijana lesu saharashda mashus sahashdedea. Let doors open now, Lord Jesus. Let doors open for my rising. 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 Father, let doors open for my rising. Father, let doors open for my rising in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, Lord, let doors open. Thank you, Lord. For my rising to the place of manifestation of calling and destiny, to the place where I become who you want me to be, let doors open now for that to happen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. And I'm going to be praying for you. I want you to place your right hand on your head as I pray for you. Place your right hand on your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so good, you are so kind, you are so loving and merciful and gracious unto us. Thank you for your dominion that is over all things. Thank you, Lord, for your victory that has conquered all things. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this prayer session. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for how you have blessed us. Thank you for how you have helped us. Thank you for how you have changed our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you because we shall testify of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because we shall see a great turnaround happen through your mighty hand, causing heat in our lives. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I stand as your servant to pray for everyone who have joined this prayer session. I ask that you visit every life right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that heaven of the God of Israel shall open over your life. I repeat, heaven of the God of Israel shall open over your life, and from that heaven shall blessings rain on your life. From heaven shall great signs and wonders rain on your life. From heaven shall great helps and victories rain on your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every darkness that have covered your life, invaded your life, to enforce evil, let heaven destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in your body that does not want to go right now, I command them to come out in Jesus' name. The fire of the Holy Ghost shall manifest in your body and in your soul and in your spirit, and every root of darkness shall be destroyed. Plantations of darkness shall be destroyed. Seeds of darkness, poisons of darkness, devils, they shall all be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that you shall rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. You shall rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. You shall rise now above all limitations in Jesus' name. The Lord shall honor you. The Lord shall command strangers, people you know not, to feed you, to help you, to bless you, to support you, to sponsor you. In Jesus' name, every voice that is rising from the realms of darkness and speaking evil into your life, uttering evil into your destiny, I decree that they are shut down permanently in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever they have spoken into your life, I decree that they are reversed now in the name of Jesus. The anger of God shall fall upon your enemies, and they shall run for their lives, and they shall never come back again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, before you go, don't forget that we are going to leave the WhatsApp platform permanently by the end of this month. So for those of you who have not joined our Telegram platform, go and join. The Telegram group is t.me/apostolic wonders family. t.me/apostolic wonders family. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.